السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Malik, the true sovereign, the true owner. We explained that Malik is that being who is totally independent in his dhat, in his being, and in his sifat, in his qualities, from all that which is in existence. And all that which is in existence is totally dependent on Him. So Allah in His being and in His qualities is totally independent of everything and anything in existence. And everything and anything in existence is dependent on Allah. That's the first thing we mentioned yesterday. The second thing is, Allah through His mercy has given us temporary ownership. Custody, if you like. Superficial outward ownership. But it's for a short duration of time. We live on average 65 years. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, Maliki Yawmiddin. In Surah Fatiha, Allah reminds us that Allah is the true owner of the day of recompense. On that day, Allah will hold you to account. So, you are not truly the owner. Because even your wealth, you can't do with it as you please. Even this body, you can't do with it as you please. Even your spouse, even your children, everything is given to you by Allah. And Allah will hold you to account on the day of Qiyamah. So the one holding you to account is in reality the true owner. And we explained towards the end of the discussion yesterday that on the day of Qiyamah, لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء. Nothing will be hidden. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be present. And then Allah will say, لمن الملك اليوم. That for who is ownership today? لله الواحد القهار. It is for Allah who is unique and who is invincible. Even as we stand in the world, everything belongs to Allah. We only have temporary, outward, superficial ownership. But on the day of Qiyamah, even that won't exist, the temporary ownership. Nothing. Everything will be made clear in front of the entire creation that it belongs and it's in the control of Allah and Allah alone. This ought to break our pride that I own this, I have this, I achieved this, I accumulated that. Nothing. Whatever you've done, you've only done through the grace and the mercy of Allah. Doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Allah. Daily we hear stories from rags to riches, and then from riches to rags. We saw it in the last year. Industries that were fledgling flourished, and industries that were flourishing grounded to a halt. Only Allah is in control. Overnight the entire world was brought to its knees. Al-Malik. Today we discuss another attributive name of Allah, Al-Quddus. Quddus comes from the root word Quds, which means to be pure. Baytul Maqdis, Quds, the pure place, it's a haram. Ibn al-Arabi says that when we say Allah is Quddus, He's pure, then it demands of us the following things. That Allah be pure from having any partners, la sharika la. Allah be pure from having any equals. Allah be pure from having any opposite. Allah be pure from having any children. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah be pure from what we imagine Him to be. Because we can't imagine Allah. He's beyond our imagination. Allah be pure from being confined to any space or any time. Allah be pure from being seen completely by the mortal eyes. Like we explained the other day, La tutrikuhul absar. You cannot see Allah in this world. And even in the year after, you will not be able to see Allah in His entirety. Because that is beyond human comprehension. Then Allah is pure from any need of the creation. Allahu samad, totally independent. Allah purifies the rest of the creation. Whatever purity there is that exists, it comes and its source is Allah. In short, Al-Quddus means Allah is totally pure. Allah is perfect in every quality. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, Al-Quddus means ay al-munazzahu anin naqais. Allah is free from any weakness. Al-Musufu bi sifatil kamal. And Allah is characterized by all of the qualities of perfection. Any human, any creation, no matter how great he may be, how lofty he may be, how pious he may be, he can never be an equal or a partner to Allah in any way whatsoever. Because Allah is pure. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing or no one can be equated to Allah in any way. And Allah has no fault. Allah has no limitation. Allah has no restriction from before, now. And there is absolutely no possibility that there can be any fault, blemish, limitation or restriction when it comes to Allah. That's the meaning of Al-Quddus. Allah is pure. Subhanallah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us true love and understanding for the purity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brothers,